This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss, Special Edition, Pineapple Express. Jeff, when last we left you in Orange County, Southern California, you were reflecting on a rainstorm that was inadequately described as bucketing. You described it something like a waterfall falling on you every minute. This is in Orange County. I saw photographs you sent me of cars driving through rain or water that was up to their headlights. Now you're expecting something bigger? Is it there yet? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. No, it's not here yet, although we seem to be getting the front edge of it, the very light front edge of it. We've had rain off and on for the past several hours, increasing winds. They've now died down for a bit, but we're expecting very heavy rainfall over the next couple hours. They're saying we're probably going to get at least an inch an hour for 12 hours, with some places getting 12 inches, like I said, for the whole 12 hours. Certainly up in the mountains, and the mountains are also expecting quite a bit of snow.
The Pineapple Express, let us frame what it means. Where does it come from? Is it new? Is it something to do with the climate changing, or did you grow up with this?
It's not new. These storm systems are kind of pretty standard for this part of the world, and they've gotten new names, flashier names over the years. So you have Pineapple Express now, and it's been called that because the storm system generally moves in from the Hawaiian Islands area, and it brings that type of warm moisture with it. And as it goes along, you pull more moisture out of the warmer ocean off of California, Southern California in particular. And that's why we get these heavy rains this time of year. Now, there's storm systems all around the world that have different names, but this was the one that's off the coast here. And it's one that's brought a lot of rain over the past couple of years. You know, we went through a drought period for several years. Last year, we just got hammered. And I'm thinking that if this is a preview, if it does work out like they say it will, that we could end up having another very, very wet late winter, early spring.
Now, where is it going to strike? You're in Southern California. Is it going to go down to Mexico? Is it going to go up to the Central Valley and San Francisco?
I think we'll see it hit throughout the entire West. Certainly, California, the West Coast, we're going to see it hit up in the Sierra Nevadas. We'll see it hit in particular in L.A. where they're already evacuating. Some people are asking people to evacuate because they're worried about flash floods. But this is a storm system that should hit pretty much most of the West. So you'll even see this storm continue on out to Vegas at the early part of the week, and it'll continue to move eastward from there. This is a big storm system, but it's also what they're saying is the first of several storms in a row. So this could be an ongoing problem for 2 to 3 weeks here. If that happens, then we're in for troubles because the first rains were big enough, and the duration was long enough that we've had the grounds saturated to the point of oversaturation. What this means is you have slides, water builds up, you have flooding, you have trees that easily dislodge because the ground is so wet. So as it gets, as the systems come on in, as they get, the ground gets wetter and wetter, you're going to see more of these problems. And I really think that if it holds up, if the prediction holds up, we could be in for some troubles if we get out to 2 or 3 weeks.
The homeless in L.A., the homeless in Orange County, are they evacuated or are they left to fend for themselves?
They try to move as many as they can or urge as many as they can to move to shelter. And special temporary shelter is often set up in these situations. However, there's only so much you can do. These typically aren't people that are connected through typical communications lines. They're not connected with family members quite often. And so it's just hard to reach a lot of them. And those are the people that you see out on the streets and out in the open lots and other places that are going to suffer the most. And, of course, there are concerns that if they're in flood areas, then that presents a whole new danger. So there are quite a few more people on the streets in places like L.A. and other areas where there are large homeless populations where they're trying to get to them before the big storms hit.
Now, L.A. is entertainment. It's show business. So the first thing I check on is Disney open, Universal open, Knott's Berry Farm. Are they having unusual hours because a storm is expected?
Earlier this week, as we had reported, Knott's Berry Farm and SeaWorld had closed. the best of my understanding is that Disneyland and Universal had stayed open, as well as other attractions throughout Southern California. However, prefacing everything with, if this holds up to the predictions, if the predictions are as bad as they seem they'll be, I think we'll see all those places closed, not just because of, you know, it's a miserable time to be in those places when it's wet. Trust me, having worked in Disneyland in the rain, it's not a lot of fun. However, you're talking about not just guest safety, but the safety of employees. Getting employees in and out of the park areas where they're working can be a problem. I know that I received a message from an employer earlier this evening that said, don't come in tomorrow. We'll see how the rest of the week goes, because we're looking at a very severe storm situation.
Now, when the going gets tough, show business gets going. The Grammys. I'm going to guess the Grammys are underway. They're not bothered by the rainstorms, that they're going to be surrounded by water, cut off. They might have to fend for themselves. Are the Grammys going forward despite the rain?
They are going forward. They're going ahead great guns. As a matter of fact, before we went on the air, I was watching the Grammys with my wife, and you could see it looked like crypto.com arena, which is where the Lakers and the Clippers play for the NBA. It looks like it's a full house. It looked like the red carpet ceremony ahead of time was, you know, going great guns. So I think that's, you know, the show must go on. The old Hollywood spirit is right there, alive and well. And my guess is if it gets really bad, they'll just charter some very swanky yachts and bring those in and get everybody.
Now, Jeff, don't they all wear clothes that are not theirs, and that they wouldn't want to get drenched? I thought that the fashion world sort of gives them things to wear to the Grammys.
That's true. This is a parade of high-end fashion before and during the show. So these people get picked up at their homes, in limousines and big SUVs. They get transported right to the areas where they're doing the red carpet. Everything is covered from, you know, here and there. So nobody's worried about their outfits getting ruined. I can't speak to what happens after the show, but before the show and at the show, they're staying dry.
And finally, how are you in Orange County? Are you going to be cut off? You don't have to go to work tomorrow, but are other people going to be cut off by the 5 or the 10? I can't remember which is the big one.
Well, the 5 and the 405, both they run north and south parallel, a few miles apart from each other. And the 10 runs east-west. That's really part of the old, you know, Route 66. But they're all very, very important, as is the 101, which is farther up north in L.A. and into the valley. So those are all the big major freeways that are so important, and they all get flooded in different spots. It's just the way it is. It's the topography. You know, the geography here is that it's such that, you can't have everything going a straight line. You have dips and bumps, and so those places fill up with water, and they can't drain fast enough. So I fully expect by 5 a.m. tomorrow, if the rains come overnight, that the commute is going to be a nightmare because of some of these flooded areas.
California dreaming, a little damp. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, special edition. Here comes the Pineapple Express again. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.